I voted for him because he was pro-law enforcement, pro-union, and it's just not turned out that way. It seems like it's for the public worker or government worker. It's not turned out nothing like that.
President Trump signed an executive order last night aimed at ending collective bargaining rights for many government workers.
The move looks to limit numerous agency employees from unionizing and instructs the government to stop engaging in any collective bargaining.
Family, country, and job. That's my priority. And when election time rolled around, he fit right there with all those. And now, with the attack on the government workers, that's not only affected work, that's affected the family, and that's, it's affected everything. My name's Daryl Chapman. I work at the federal prison in Ashland, Kentucky. I actually work for Unicor in the prison. It's Federal Prison Industries. We make furniture for government buildings, stuff like that. It's a inmate program. We're the outskirts of coal country. If you look around West Virginia, Kentucky, Southern Ohio, there's nothing left. No industries, no factories. What do they think it's going to be like when they cut all these federal jobs out that they're wanting to cut? All these government workers, IRS workers, VA workers, Social Security workers. This is a major income, I guess you could say, to the people in this area. If I was to leave today, I couldn't go out. What am I going to do? Go down to Walmart? There's no career. There's no retirement. All that stuff's gone.
Chapman is employed by the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and he's also the president of Council of Prison Locals 1286, which has members from Kentucky and West Virginia.
Our institution was mainly a red institution. It's a red state. Kentucky was pretty much all red. West Virginia was all red. And we've got six institutions in the state of West Virginia. They voted for him.
The Trump administration's attacks on public sector workers have been unrelenting. For Chapman, they've been debilitating, especially the White House executive order declaring nearly all federal worker union contracts defunct.
He excluded all law enforcement with the exception the Bureau of Prisons, and that one hurt. That one was like a punch in the gut, smack in the face.
It was also devastating to the union.
They stopped taking those dues out. The union had to come up with an alternate way for people to pay their dues, and it was hard to get a lot of people to switch over to do that when you had the executive order coming out and all the rumors and they're getting rid of the union, they're taking your contract.
We've been an agency in crisis for so long, they really thought this administration would absolutely find resources to assist us in that.
Brandy Moore White is the president of the Council of Prison Locals, the National Corrections Workers Union.
Our collective bargaining agreement covers, we call it hours of work, so that covers like seniority, how you bid on post and shifts and annual leave. In our CBA, we talk about safety and security, OSHA, policy, employee rights, employer rights, just things of that nature.
Chapman's union local represented 200 workers at his low-security prison.
They're not feeling good. They're scared. This ain't a job with the environment that we're in that you want to go without a contract. You don't want a dictatorship in your institution with a rogue warden that just don't care.
I started over 20 years ago, and we had a lot more staff than we do now. Morale was decent. Pay was pretty decent. Like, they really wanted to come to work for the prison system because of the pay and the benefits, but it just hasn't kept up with time.
Right now, one of our biggest problems is the staff shortages.
We have prisons that are staffed at around 60 to 65% in corrections, and corrections is the backbone of what we do. And so all the outside entities like health services, food service, recreation, they pull all of those entities into correctional services roles.
Now they're working as a correctional officer. That's taken away from the inmates. That's putting the teacher behind on their job. The whole thing is a major mess.
The union continued its tradition of neutrality during the 2024 election, and Moore reached out to the Trump team shortly thereafter. She never heard back, so she traveled to D.C. in April.
We're here to make as many legislative appointments as we can with Republicans and Democrats, just to discuss the possible cuts coming on the reconciliation bill for federal employees.
Chapman did the same back home.
Myself, my e-board members, several of the members of the local have reached out to, I couldn't tell you how many senators, congressmen. And if you get a response at all from them, it was Trump put us here. That's what we're here for, to push his agenda. No, that's not what you was put there for. You was put there to push my agenda. That's why we have your email and your phone number to your office, because you represent us, not blindly following what the president says, regardless of who the president is. And that seems to be a big thing that our elected officials have forgotten over the years.
Right now, it just kind of feels like one party's kind of turned their back on us because we have a union word in our title, and that's very frustrating all in itself.
I actually switched parties because of it. You know, I was sitting at home and I was mad, and I'm like, I'm done with this. You know, so I switched over to the independent. I'm not going to support them if they can't support us. And I've been a lifelong Republican for as long as I can remember.